Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
Hi, my name's Adam Tapp. And I had a near-death experience February 28th, 2018, where I was electrocuted to death. And I was dead for around 11 and a half minutes before being resuscitated. And this is my story. So I know I've been a paramedic for 20 years now, and I do a lot of woodworking, which I find cathartic. And it's a form of, I guess, emotional release to some extent. And I was doing sort of a technique of wood etching called Lichtenberg device, where you take a microwave transformer and basically strip every possible safety feature from it and hook it up to a wall, 110 volts AC, and it basically turns it into 12,000 volts DC. And this highly dangerous machine basically etches these interesting coral patterns into wood. And so I was with a good friend of mine, and we had had a beer, and we were sitting by my shop, and we were etching this piece of wood, and conveniently enough, he had taken a high voltage safety course about 2 weeks before, which is profoundly convenient for a number of different reasons. And I remember I was talking to him, and I was moving the electrodes one by one, and it just arced into my hand. And it was just this snap from reality. It was almost overwhelming. It was like this intense level of absolute pain, like every single cell in my body was being pulled into pieces. And it was overwhelming to a point where I didn't understand what was happening. It was almost as if everything had shut down, and it was just everything in my vision was these vertical cylinders. They were sort of this iridescent green that went up and down forever. I remember trying to focus a thought amongst the energy, and I think it was like, I'm being electrocuted. And then I think I thought, I'm falling. And I felt like I was falling for ages. And then it was just like waking up from a nap someplace that I'd always been. It was this perfect inky blackness. It was almost like deep space, where it was like there's lights in the distance, like these twinkling stars to some extent, but it was just this perfect blackness. And it was like I was seeing spherically from single point outwards. Like I had just become a single point of awareness. And I wasn't Adam, I wasn't dead, I wasn't anything. I was just perfect. Like absolute contentment. And I was just in this space for time. Like there was no sense of consistency with anything. It was just simply existing as awareness. And then I felt sort of this frequency start washing over me. And it was like, it was like this fractal patterns. And it was like gasoline on water, this rainbow effect. It was iridescent to some extent. And it was just this juxtaposition of thoughts and feelings and emotions. And I felt myself sort of being pulled into pieces and deposited into everything. It was like basically becoming fabric of the universe. And it was absolutely perfect. Like there was no fear and there was nothing. This was just the natural progression of what every single one of us is going to do, just back to the source, back to this infinite consciousness or infinite complexity. And then all of a sudden I started being electrocuted again. And at the time, I didn't understand what was happening, but in hindsight, it was me being defibrillated. I was defibrillated twice. I was in a ventricle fibrillation arrhythmia, which is basically the heart spasming. And so I was defibrillated. And the defibrillation takes 0.5 seconds, but this was like minutes, if I can even say that, of being electrocuted again. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And now I'm aware that I'm Adam, that I'm dead, that I should have been electrocuted. And now I'm in this void of just a being. And it was a really long time that I was just there, maybe coming to terms with who and what I was and myself and my place in the universe. And I started being electrocuted again, which again was the second defibrillation. And I remember myself being pulled perhaps out or some variation of that. And then I think I maybe at one point acknowledged the smell of burnt flesh, which would have been my hands. My finger was burned off and I had third degree burns all over this hand. And I was in a coma for about 8 hours, which was fine for me, but problematic for everyone else who thought I was brain dead. And, you know, I remember waking up in the ICU and I was intubated tube into my lungs and I had an interosseous needle drilled into my shoulder bone. And I remember like coming to and just being like, my first thought was, how long has it been? And I remember like sort of being able to write something down. My hands were all bandaged and, you know, they said it's like 8 hours or something. And it blew my mind. Like if someone had told me it had been 5 years or a decade, I would have been completely on point with that. But what was unique about the experience is after I was extubated and hugs from everyone and whatnot, I remember like looking at myself and I could smell myself, and not body odor in the sense of need to put deodorant on, but my natural pheromone of smell that we all have because we're primates. We just go to great lengths to hide it. But I was so hyper aware of my smell and the texture of my skin. And I felt so deeply that I just got downgraded from this crazy supercomputer to this Commodore 2000, this pixelated screen. And that stuck with me for a long time. Like it was like months of just feeling this way. And I remember saying to my wife, like, this isn't real, like this isn't real. And I was a little alarmed by that. But eventually it just came back to the acceptance of being in my body, of being in this space. But, you know, I was left with this overwhelming sense that this is just a stage. This is simply an evolution of consciousness. This is simply transient where we exist right now. And, you know, there wasn't any anthropomorphic figures or people in robes. It was just simply going back to the source of everything, which is this infinite consciousness that permeates everything. Simply the space between subatomic particles is consciousness. And, you know, I didn't want to read anything about other people's near-death experiences, but I didn't want it to change my interpretation of what had happened to me. But, you know, I had the traditional photophobia where I was going all Corey Hart, wearing sunglasses at all times of day. Like it was even the light inside a house, which is almost be blinding to me. And another interesting thing too, is that the burns on my hands actually accelerated healing. I was told I would need skin grafts. And in a very short period of time, everything revascularized and started healing, which was interesting. I can't necessarily say that that's a consistency amongst people with NDEs, but it was very much this process of getting used to what I have to call a monkey suit now, because it very much is. It's a limiting filter in which I currently exist in, and the limitations of my biology. But at the same time, it's so deeply beautiful that I can simply just experience emotions and feelings. So I think something to take away from all of this, or something that I've noticed has changed in me and my personality, is my ability to just simply appreciate a moment, as opposed to applying meaning to everything or plans or language. Just is simply able to be in a space and appreciate what's going on. You know, I noticed that with my daughter a lot, just simply being in a space and enjoying every moment of it. And one thing I also want to mention in this is the similarities to psychedelic experiences and being dead. You know, one could arguably suggest that my death experience was just an endogenous dimethyltryptamine release, which is commonly referred to as NNDMT. And subsequent psychedelic experiences have been death. They've been versions of this. They've arguably been more profound than death actually was. And I think that at the end of the day, the one thing that I would say to someone if they asked me what I took from this or the advice associated with it, is that death is quite possibly the most natural thing that happens. Being dead was easy. It was perfect. It was beautiful. You know, it's being alive that's difficult and hard. And I think that death in itself is just simply a transition. It's becoming infinite. It's becoming the fabric of the universe. It's being perfect. One could argue that we're all perfect already, but we just refuse to acknowledge that. And being death was just absolute perfection. And I think that the common fear that we all have is our mortality. And it's understandable. It's genetically motivated. If we didn't have a fear of death, we wouldn't be a species that we are today. But again, death just was simply perfection. It was becoming everything. And it was perfect. And I think that it's made me spiritual in a sense. You know, I think before I was spiritual, but superficially. Whereas now it seems that spirituality has taken on a very significant depth in me, where I viscerally know what we all are and where we're all going. And that does alleviate a lot of the fear that we all exist with on a day-to-day basis. And yeah, I guess to summarize everything up was, being dead was the state of absolute perfection. We all fall in when the-